Off the Ball, GAA.
It just shows that if you're not fully on it in these games, you're going to get beaten. And unfortunately for us today, I only heard that Donegal got bet. We came a cropper like Donegal, like Meath, like everybody else.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Viagra Connect 50mg film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150mg tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
Alan Connolly is speaking to us as Bord Gáis Energy's ambassador of the GAA Senior Hurling Championship 2026. Bord Gáis Energy marks 17 years partnering with the GAA as the championship returns, celebrating the power of hurling and encouraging fans to know your power. Delight now to be joined on the line by Alan Connolly himself. Alan, how are you?
Well, how are you?
Very well. What a start to the Munster Senior Championship for Cork. 2 from 2, 4 points is the best start since the round robin was introduced in 2018. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's good. It's obviously something we targeted. I think, you know, the first few games are so important. The first game is so important anyway, just to get off to a good start. But to have 2 from 2 is obviously, it's ideal, right? But the next two games are probably more important now as well.
Yeah, to Waterford next, a bit of a break. Dara Fitzgibbon was chatting afterwards on TV in the immediate aftermath, talking about his relief that they do have a bit of a break now, they even a bit of a break before that Waterford game. He mentioned actually marking that achievement to win the first two games. Did you have a good celebration Sunday night? How did that work at this stage? Because as you say, it is so early on still.
Yeah, it was just more of a... We enjoyed it, right? But it's kind of a chance now for lads to put the hands up and the subs to kind of push on now and push the start lads for a nice chance to get into the team. So, yeah.
I'll get to the injuries, but how's the body yourself? Because you had a hell of a game out there. 1-8, I think you finished with against Limerick. And Parky Queeve, there was a collision for the goal with yourself and Nicky Quaid. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, no, it was just a bit of a knocker, right? Yeah, but it's fine now. I actually missed everything when I went into the restroom, so I didn't know what was going on when I came back out. But not the body's fine, yeah.
Talk to us about the freeze as well. There was a lot made in the first week as well. Particularly long-range freeze against Tipperary. You yourself had a few pressurised occasions against Limerick at the weekend. How is it, in terms of the set free takers in the team, how is it working this year under Ben O'Connor?
I suppose Ben just told me to take the ones in the 65 and in. And for the last three against Limerick the other day, I think Tim just called me out to take it, so I took it. But... yeah, it's whoever really wants them inside the 65 can take them.
I mentioned the injuries there. I suppose you know where I'm going with this is Kieran Joyce news, the ACL injury. You know, he goes off after 6 minutes of the game, so you get over the line there in terms of the match itself. But it's obviously a huge, huge blow from Cork's perspective. That's needless to say, but maybe you can shed a bit more light into what you're specifically missing when you see Joyce so often in training and in matches. What is it that makes him so special? Because he's kind of converted to this new position, managed to be recently, and has taken to it like a duck to water.
Yeah, he's been flying, in fairness, Joyce. It's heartbreaking for him. That's the season over with, I wouldn't wish it on anyone. But look, knowing him, he'll come back better and stronger next year for us. But we're going to miss him loads. But as I said earlier, it's a chance for someone to step up now and kind of take a spot there. So be interesting to see who can take that.
Yeah, because the depth is there, isn't it? The squad strength is very apparent.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think we probably have one of the strongest panels in the country.
How do you find speaking to the media so far? Because it's a young enough stage in your career so far. There was an awful lot made of your comments a few weeks ago. I suppose the confidence about Cork wanting and expecting to win everything. You know, they won the league last year, you won Munster, you come up short in the second half of the All-Ireland final, and you says earlier this year you just want to go one step further. Now the league final has been and gone, but then you have this start with Munster. What did you make of the reaction to those comments that you made?
I suppose every team wants to win everything. I just said it, I'm just being honest. There's no way people would sugarcoat they want to try and win a game or whatever. Everyone wants to win. So, I don't know. People can overreact and might twist my words and stuff like that, but I don't know. I know what I meant.
Would you take any notice to online reaction to stuff like that?
No, I wouldn't be looking at anything really online. I don't hear stuff from friends and family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But everything muted and stuff like that, so I wouldn't really see anything.
Why? I'm interested in this. Maybe you look. Maybe you haven't thought about this too much, and that's fair enough. But why do you think, say, like a lot of players wouldn't have said that, even if they are thinking it, and that you did? I know you can't speak on behalf of everybody else, but why is it that you felt, look, everyone thinks this, I'm just going to say it, what's the big deal?
I didn't think anything would come from it, to be honest. Like, I'm just being honest. As I said, like, but, like, that is the goal. Like, that's everyone's goal, you know? It's not like, why would people hide from that, like, you know?
So nothing's changed there, obviously, in the meantime. Look, here I suppose I'll put it this way, because we know your ambition and we know what everyone's talking about, Cork. Can they finally do it this year? What's stopping Cork winning the All-Ireland in 2026?
Just, like, I'll challenge, I think, just ourselves, really. Like, we just need to focus on ourselves and taking it game by game. Like, the next game is Waterford, and that's hugely important for us to kind of guarantee ourselves out of Munster. Like, we're not even qualified yet. Like, So just take it game by game at this stage.
I think 4 points has been enough for the last, was it 6 months there, round robins to get out. But like you say, it's not said and done yet. I'm actually interested in your thoughts on Waterford specifically, because they've had such trouble getting out of Munster, and they're racking up the goals and points so far in the first two games, and it just goes to show how unbelievably competitive this province is.
Yeah, like the last three All-Ireland champions are in Munster, like, you know. It's a very hard thing to get out of, you know. Yeah, unfortunately, they haven't got out, like, since the Maitland and Robin, like, but, you know, they're still, that doesn't make them a bad team, like, they're still
exactly,
a very good team. It's just such a hard thing to get out of. Could be anyone in that position, you know, there's two teams that don't make it out.
Do you think it's unfair, Munster? Do you think it should be changed, or is it actually perfect as it is, and it's just hard luck in those two counties that don't make it out?
Yeah, it's just so competitive, like, you know, like, it's the best, I think it's the best thing in the world, like, if people outside Ireland knew about the Munster Championship, like, they'd watch it, you know. Like, it's just, it's crazy how good it is. Like, the standard is unbelievable.
It is. Like, it does feel like the peak of the hurling year, even though, like, afterwards, of course, we have the All-Ireland semi-finals and beyond. But it feels like it's right now. So you nearly take it for granted, but I think there actually is appreciation in live time about how good this is, which is kind of an unusual thing as well.
Yeah, I think the kind of stadiums and crowds kind of make an impact as well, like, you know.
Mm.
Like, just historically, like, Thurles and Parkfield, like, you know, they're just two great stadiums, I think, playing in there. They're unbelievable, you know.
There was so little in it on Sunday, wasn't there? I mean, even when Keane Lynch went off with 20 minutes left. And, like, look, like, Limerick have that free last play of the game. They have to retake it because I think Cork have 16 players on the pitch. It's nerve-wracking from the Cork perspective. Like, why do you think Cork got over the line here? Is it just literally, like, it was just about done and it could have gone Limerick's way either? Or were you confident throughout?
Hey, you'd be confident, right? Like, but, like, it can go either way. You know, it's... There's only a puck of ball between us, I think. All the teams really in the championship, I think there's only a puck of ball between people, like, you know.
Yeah.
Anyone coming under there. But, yeah, look, we were just on the lucky side. I don't know really what came into our way, like, but you kind of just got lucky, I think.
Yeah. Can you talk to us about Ben O'Connor? Because I heard you speak a few weeks ago, and you were asked about the two, actually, Pat Ryan into Ben O'Connor, and you said, look, they're actually very similar, like, they're both legends as players as well into management, so the natural respect was there. But I know we're only two games into Munster now, but can you talk to us about differences, if there are any differences, from the way that Pat Ryan managed you to the way that Ben O'Connor is taking care of you?
I still think they're very similar. Like, I don't think, you know, like, for me, it's probably like, it's like picking one of your parents, which one's your favourite. Like, you know, they're both the same to me, you know. They're both special in their own ways, like, you know. But yeah, I suppose, like, you probably see it on the line. Like, they're both just animated on the sideline. Like, both great speakers, like, and you'd probably do anything for both of them, you know.
Mm.
And even the management setup is kind of similar itself. Like, I think we kind of get to play a bit more freedom this year now, more than usual. So, like, that's probably a thing that we probably need to work on as well. Like, so, they're both very similar.
Can you expand on that, actually? Is it more freedom this year, you're saying, is it? A little bit?
Yeah, I can play a bit more freedom, yeah. Just kind of around that.
How does that work? Is it, like, literally an instruction to kind of play a bit more liberally, or how does it, is that more of a natural thing? I'm interested in that difference, actually.
Just play the way you're facing and stuff like that. Like, it's not too deep. Okay. Like, just kind of, yeah, just as a forward, like, you want to play with a bit of freedom, like, and kind of go where you want to, wherever you feel like you might get on the ball or something like that. But I think we kind of have that kind of set position here.
I get you. Yeah. Would it be like too simplistic to say from the outside looking in that was Pat Ryan, was he like slightly more laid back than Ben O'Connor is, or is that just what we see in the media, that there is kind of an intensity to Ben O'Connor, and I think people are kind of fascinated by that, but like, is it different behind the scenes, or are they actually like very similar personalities as well as managers?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I think Ben's just fairly honest. You know, he doesn't really sugarcoat things like, yeah, you know, like some people would. So I think, yeah, just being honest there.
What's it like to start 2-2 now on reflection? Because it was a different scenario last year, but it's a weird one, isn't it? Because you'd won the league last year, and then you start the Munster, and it's eventually you win it, but it's tough at the start. It's slightly different this year. Can you remember what you felt, say, this time last year to what you felt now? Is there any kind of differences in how it's all going for you?
Yeah, I think last year we drew, and then we won, I think, first two games. So we're in a similar enough position, but it doesn't really matter. Every game is different. We're not even qualified yet. You know, even though we have 4 points, so obviously we're in a good position, and yeah, we're happy with that. But like, we still need to win these next two games. Because each game is different. They're important to win.
Do you find you're kind of having more of a senior role now? That's in mind with the two young lads who've come into the team this year, who've made huge difference already, Barry Walsh and William Buckley. Are they kind of turning to you for advice? How's that working?
Yeah, no, they don't need any looking after, really, to be honest. They're well able for themselves. William's been involved with the panel past few years, hasn't he, I think? And Barry's obviously, he's in it this year. But, like, they're both just, they don't need any minding, you know? Like, they're both fine. We're there if we need them. Like, you know, if they want any advice or anything like that, we'd obviously happily give them advice. But they're two great additions to the team, I think. And they're flying at the moment, yeah.
Yeah. How's your game evolved, do you think?
I suppose it's kind of a bit more mature now this year, right, with the freeze and stuff. But, you're kind of like, I'm learning every game, every season. I've learned a bit, but... just trying to get a bit more versatile myself.
Can you talk to me actually about the nerves when you're standing over those frees? Because I'm like, from the Cork fan perspective, you're using adjectives that I can't say here in this interview, especially there when Dermot Byrne scores the penalty and it's like, oh, geez, this could go terribly wrong. Do you have to like consciously remove yourself from that anxiety when you're standing over the ball in a free situation like that? Or again, is this about training and repetition that it makes it easier when you're in these occasions?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Like, you practice probably most days, every training session you'd be practicing, right? I wouldn't be really feeling much nerves now before taking a free. Like, it'd only be before the game you'd feel a bit of nerves. And
yeah, yeah.
It's long, you're fine. No, I kind of like the pressure, to be honest. There'd be no nerves or anything like that taking a free, like, you know. You'd be dreaming that when you're younger, like, stuff like that. Like, freeze, like, leg freeze and stuff like that. Why would you be nervous taking it, like, you know?
That's true. That's a good way of looking at it, I suppose. It makes sense. Would you generally be nervous before every game?
Yeah, you'd obviously have a bit of nerves, but, like, it's more just excitement, really, I'd say, you know. You kind of just use it instead of kind of going into a shell. Like, you kind of just use it yourself then as a start for the game.
Can you talk to us about life after Patrick Horgan as well? It's such a huge loss, obviously. He's already started in the media as well. He's taken to that well enough. But it's not just the freeze. I mean, like, the amount he scored from open play in the championship last year too. And it's an obvious miss, but can you actually tell us what it's like? Has anything kind of been different than what you expected in life without Patrick Horgan?
He's not dead at all.
Sorry, but the wording of it as a player.
I've heard loads of him. Obviously looked up to him when I was younger. So, to be able to play with him and kind of be friendly with him off the pitch as well, it's unreal.
Yeah.
He you know, he'd be the first one at training, practicing, like, and he'd be the last one to leave, like, you know. So he's left his jersey in a better place, really, like, you know. But yeah, no, there's not much difference. Like, sure, life does go on, like, you know. Like, hurling goes on. Like, there'll be time where, like, a few of us retire, like, and there'll be new lads coming in, like, so I don't think much will change, like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, just to be clear there, Patrick Corgan is alive and well, just for everyone there, just to, absolutely certain. What did you learn anything from him particularly? Because, like, obviously, like, when you're around a great player like that, you're picking up things probably by osmosis, but was there anything that you actually, like, consciously tried to learn from him while he was there?
You probably watch him play freeze, like, and that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Talking with freeze and shooting stuff. Kind of maybe goal scoring and stuff like that. You know, I'm trying not to say too much now, but you know, like, stuff like that, little things I could help before, maybe, but nothing too deep, like.
How does the week look like now in a break?
Week would look now. We just get the recovery in the last few days. We had a gym session there, training tonight, and then train the rest of the week, whatever that is, and. Just try and get the bodies ready for next week and have a big week, this probably in the weekend, big session on the weekend, and then get going again next week.
Will Cork win the All-Ireland?
Right, I think we can, yeah.
Alan Connolly, best of luck with the rest of the year. Thanks a million for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much.
All the best.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Viagra Connect 50mg film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150mg tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.